So, got a guest today, the British Ambassador to Greece, Matthew Lodge, who's just done his interview on our sister station next door at Stigma. Good morning.
Good morning, Bobby.
Morning, Matthew. Right, how did it go next door?
I think it went fine, thanks. They asked me a whole range of questions about tourism and Greek UK links and so on. Slipped in a couple of questions about Brexit and the Parthenon sculptures in there as well. So, you can judge for yourselves whether I answered properly or not.
So they had to get the marbles in there, didn't they? There you go. All right. Questions that I want to ask you that have been sent in to me and people have asked me to ask you. Let's kick off with healthcare.
Yeah.
Is there any difference in healthcare for residents and tourists now that we've come out the EU?
Well, I mean, in practical terms, not a huge amount, I'm pleased to say, but it does depend on people's status, and this was a big feature of the negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
But if your listeners are British nationals who've retired here, they've got the S1 form, mm-hmm. From the UK government, then that form will give them access to the same healthcare treatment entitlements that they would have as a Greek national. Equally, if you've got listeners who are a bit younger, they haven't retired, they don't have the S1 form, but they're here established as residents in Greece and working here, then again, that should give them the same access to healthcare as they had before Brexit. The category that is different, mm-hmm. is for visitors. So all those tourists, there are thousands of tourists who come each year,
yep.
they should make sure that they've got what's now called the GHIC card, the Global Health Insurance card, used to be the EHIC card.
So where do they get one of those?
You can apply online. I applied online, Department of Work and Pensions, through the gov.uk website. And it's very straightforward, and they'll post them out to your address. And you'll need those for anybody who is over 18. So we've got my two boys, twin boys are 19. We've got them their GHIC cards, mm-hmm. A few months ago. And that will give visitors the right to access emergency medical treatment. So if they're involved in a road accident or they fall ill with something, then they will be treated. But the key point is that it is only that emergency medical treatment. So for visitors who don't have an S1 form and aren't working here and resident, we recommend that they should all come with proper travel insurance, which includes healthcare cover.
Okay. Well, the other question is workers, being a tourist island. I mean, in the past, we got lots of English workers, and I mean, workers from all kinds of, all nationalities working here. But since, obviously, we've changed and we're not in the EU anymore, well, Britain's not in the EU, shall I say, is they got problems with visas and how long they can stay and et cetera. I mean, because of that. I mean, I know you've got a problem in England as well, a similar sort of thing. I mean, because of that, is anybody going to have a look at this and change it or revise
well,
it?
Well, I mean, and any of your listeners who are following the politics in the UK at the moment will have heard what candidates for the Conservative leadership election are saying. But, I mean, the key point is that the decision we took to leave the European Union brought about some changes. One of those was an end to what's called freedom of movement.
Free movement, yeah.
And the other sort of overarching point is that the UK, as you said, is now considered to be a third country. So like any other country in the world, as far as the European Union is concerned. There are people, British nationals, who are here working, but they've had to apply for a work visa, work permit, through the Greek embassy in London. And they've done so, but it's taken them. I was just talking to a couple of colleagues in this situation a few days ago. It took them 2 or 3 months for that visa to come through, and they often have to pay, I think they were saying, it was something like £500 or whatever. So,
how much?
£500, that was for a work visa for the 6 months that they're working over the summer season.
Wow.
So it's not cheap. But, you know, those are the new arrangements because we're no longer a member of the European Union. So people can do it, but I guess the message would be, if you want to come here not as a tourist and you want to come and work, then you need to plan ahead. You can't just do it at a moment's notice or a couple of weeks in advance. You need to approach the Greek embassy in London, find out what the visa requirement is, provide the paperwork and so on, pay the fee, And they will process it, you know, and people can come and do it. But it's not as straightforward as it was.
God, 500 quid. Okay, similar sort of thing to people that have got holiday homes here. Similar sort of thing. I mean, is any... I suppose same sort of answer, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's no use me trying to look into the crystal ball and say where politics will go. But I think, you know, we took the decision to leave. Ministers are very clear about ending free movement. What that means for British nationals who've maybe got a house on the island here is that they can continue to visit that, but they are limited through the rules for the Schengen zone, of which Greece is a part, to spending no more than 90 days in every 180, so 3 months out of every six, here. So they can come for 90 days, but then they have to leave Schengen again and wait till they can come back. So if, and this again is another change, if people had a home and they were used to be able to sort of spend the winter in the UK and then come out in April and stay till October, sadly that's no longer possible.
You can't do that.
No.
Unless, I suppose, if you've got a golden visa.
Yes, and that's an issue. You know, if people... And it comes down to having to make a choice. Because we're no longer a member of the European Union, people can choose to come and settle here in Greece, but they have to choose that that's what they're doing, and then they go through the appropriate process with the Greek authorities.
So with a golden visa, it just means that you've got to be complete 100% resident here?
That's my understanding, I think, yeah.
Right. Okay.
It's about investing in the Greek economy.
So what I'm saying, you can't come here, buy a house, get a golden visa, and do the 6 months and 6 months.
I would have to check that with the Greek authorities, Bobby, because it's their rules, not ours.
Right.
I don't know the answer, so I'd have to take that away.
I just wondered. Sorry.
That's fine.
Sorry. Talking to the British ambassador to Greece, Matthew Lodge. Matthew, out. How long have you been the British ambassador?
I arrived at the end of August. So
quite new.
So 11 months. Yeah, quite new. The first few months, because of the pandemic, it was a bit strange. You couldn't get out and about and do all the stuff that you used to do. But since March, it's been a lot better, I'm glad to say. So it's great to be here.
What was your job before that?
I was, for the last 4 years, I was in Paris. And I had two jobs there. I was the deputy ambassador at the British Embassy in Paris, which is one of our biggest and a great sort of flagship place. And of course, throughout the Brexit process, that was an interesting time to be doing that. But I was also ambassador to UNESCO at the same time.
UNESCO, what's that?
UNESCO is the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization.
Oh,
so
right. Okay.
Everything
okay.
About yeah, cultural yeah. heritage, yeah. And you talked about the...
Yeah.
Others are talking in my earlier interview about Parthenon sculptures and all of that. So all of that stuff, it's fascinating.
And as far as is this the first time you've been here?
No, actually, when I spent the first few years of my working life in the military, but when I joined the Foreign Office, as it was, my first overseas posting as a young diplomat was to Athens. So I came here in 1998 when it was the Tsimitis government, and I met my wife here, and
so your wife's Greek?
Yeah, my wife's Greek, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's nice to have a connection.
And you've got family?
Got family. We've got twin boys, who one's at university now, the other's been staying with us last few months. So it's great. It's coming home, and of course my Pethera, my mother-in-law, is up in northern Greece, and my sister-in-law and our nephews near us in Athens. So it's really good.
Lovely. And where is home? I suppose Athens, is it?
home is Athens now. I mean, in the UK, I've lived in various places. We've got a house in Sussex at the moment.
Oh,
but I haven't worked in London for 12 years, quite a long time.
So when you said it's not the first time here, is it when you said it's the first time to Greece or actually here on this island?
It's also not the first time on the island, but I can only claim that I was here for less than 24 hours, some 20-odd years ago, when in Kefalonia, and I came over for the day and had a little taste of Zakynthos. I'm very glad to be back. It's very beautiful.
It is a lovely island. It's beautiful. I want to talk about one of the resorts now, Lagana. Obviously, is there any sort of cooperation now in regards to like the policing of Laggana? I mean, what's going on
well,
there?
I mean, there's a lot of cooperation ongoing, and this is one of the reasons why I came over, because we're, you know, the tourist season's got off to a roaring start again. The Greek authorities, not just here in Zakynthos, but generally are saying that they're hopeful it's going to be certainly up on last year, but up even on 2019, so pre-pandemic. Mm. And I went on Sunday evening to see for myself what was going on and what it was like. And, you know, there were crowds of young Brits, boys and girls, out there having a good time. And it's been a big focus of the last 48 hours of being on the island, talking to the police, talking to owners of the clubs, talking to the mayor, and so on, just understanding how it works. So the cooperation is really good.
Have we come up with anything yet?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, Bob, what can I say? I think the key point is about making sure that we're giving advice to young Brits who are coming out to have a good time, but that when they do so, even if, you know, we've all done it, then we all want to party and have a drink and so on, but that they think about their own safety and the safety of others. So, you know, we're discouraging people from renting quad bikes and just sort of using them without understanding the risks of that. We're working with the authorities to make sure that you know, the drinks that the guys and girls are buying are safe and proper. Mm. We're also, there's a big focus because we're worried particularly about a continuation of sexual assaults and so on, just to, for guys to look out for their mates, to stick together and make sure that they can have a good time, have a party, have a dance, go and see the island, but at the end of their week or 2 weeks or whatever, go home safely without having harmed themselves or hurt anybody else in the process.
Okay, now for something completely different, voting. Well, it obviously is in the news now. I mean, everybody's back home. Can residents here vote, or can they vote? Can't they vote in an election? Or one? What's
look, the two bits. For the UK, there used to be a law in place that meant if you were registered as a UK, if you're a UK national and you'd been registered to vote in the UK from the age of 18 or whatever, if you were then outside of Britain for more than 15 years, you lost that right to vote. And I said earlier I was in France for a few years. This was a point of real resentment for people because, you know, they looked at decisions being taken about Brexit and so on, and they had no right to vote. Mm. The government has heard that. There was a Elections Act that was finally passed into law in April this year, which means now that British nationals will have the right to vote for life. So if you've been here, I don't know what your own circumstances are, but if you've somebody's been here for 15 years, they haven't had the right to vote in the UK, they can do so now. So what they should do is go on to the gov.uk website and find out how they can register to vote. If there's a home they've got in the UK or family, they can possibly register there if they were there before registered. If there isn't, then they can register an open register. But British nationals are able to vote now, or to register to have the right to vote in the UK. And looking ahead to, without getting into the politics, but, you know, we're due to have parliamentary elections in the UK in 2024. Mm. So I'd encourage people to get on and register now so that they can do that.
The other, you can register online. So this means even for the people that haven't voted before, they can just register online.
Yeah. So yeah, okay. They can. So, you know, and they can do that on open register. In the other direction, because of course British nationals who were resident here prior to Brexit were able to vote in local elections, municipal elections here in Greece. Mm-hmm. That was something that we pressed for during the Brexit negotiations, the withdrawal agreement negotiations, and was not approved. So I'm sorry to say that for British nationals who may feel fully sort of embedded as part of the Zakynthos community, as things stand at the moment, they won't be able either to vote or to stand as municipal councillors or whatever else. So that is that's another consequence of us no longer being an EU member state, I'm afraid.
it's changed. Okay, being a tourist island, I just want to ask you about any developments that you've heard of, maybe a nice cruising dock where the cruise ships can come alongside rather than being out in the middle of the sea and come tourists being ferried by a tender, and any changes to the airport or anything like that?
I've not been out to the airport, and I haven't. The airport's not an issue, actually, that's come up in detail about infrastructure developments. There's been a lot of comment about flight delays, and I know the tour operators, and that's a European phenomenon, I think, because of shortages of staff and so on. As far as the port is concerned, we discussed it yesterday with the Deputy Regional Governor. It came up briefly with the Mayor, and also this morning with the Harbour Master. My understanding is that there are plans in place to look at how the port can be extended to allow cruise ships to dock, but they're just plans at the moment. And like all of these big public investment projects, I guess the authorities on the island and here in the Greek government needs to work out where they can identify the funding to do this. So it's clearly being something I am hearing talked about as a prospect. But I don't think it'll be in the next couple of years. I think it'll probably take a little while.
Okay. And finally, a question from our dear friend Peter Lee from Cosmos Radio in Catalonia. Now, he's asked me to ask you, how can we get more doctors at the hospital, especially specialists, to et cetera, to avoid people simply going to the mainland for their procedures?
Well, thanks, Peter, for the question. I'll do my best to answer it, but it sounds actually as though it's one for the Greek authorities, really. I mean, from our point of view, and it's why I'm here with the consulate team here in Zakynthos, but the key point is to make sure that the services are in place to ensure the safety and well-being of British nationals. Now, if in Kefalonia there's a shortage of skilled medical professionals or ambulances or whatever, that's something I'm very happy to raise with the authorities, with the health ministry. When I'm back in Athens, I can do that. But ultimately, that will be a decision for the Greek authorities.
Yeah, that was the other question. He's also asked about increased numbers of ambulances cover for all the year round. They get extra ones for the summer, but it's basically all the year round. I think about two ambulances in the winter. And get into his like remote areas.
No, I can well understand that's a problem. As I say, I'm happy to take that away as a point, just to sort of ask. As I say, we need to be respectful of Greek authorities' decisions about where they put their resources and so on. But if there's a concern, then we can raise it by all means.
Okay, where are you off next then? That's it,
I think, now. Yeah. So, I have to wave goodbye to Zakynthos this afternoon as I hop back on the ferry.
Back to Athens, is it?
Back to Athens. There's quite a lot going on, as you say. So, but I look forward to coming back. And I hope, in the meantime, all of your listeners, and particularly all of visitors and tourists, have a safe and happy summer and follow the advice that they're getting and think before they jump on a quad bike or have that extra drink and enjoy themselves, but look after themselves at the same time.
Well, Matthew Lodge, the ambassador to Greece, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.